Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. Vijay Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's strong. Of your favorite song, incredible, what you can achieve, when she really, really believes, the force behind every moment, she'll sacrifice and do whatever it takes, never underestimate.
And now, your host, Dr. Vijay Relaford.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever part of the world you're listening to us from. I welcome you to Walking in Power Radio. As our announcer stated, I'm Dr. Vijay Relaford, and I welcome you to our sixth season. Yes, six seasons where we host powerful interviews with powerful people. Our theme song is by Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. You may purchase it on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. I am very, very excited today. Our special guest is Minister Antoinette Toni Miles. She will be sharing with us about her involvement with the Kingdom Girls Empowerment movement that is, will be launching here in Atlanta very soon. And you'll get to hear more about her vision and what God has placed in her heart. We would also love for you to share your product, business, project, and or ministry on Walking in Power Radio. It's people like you that allow us to continue to come into your home, your offices, and your multiple devices. Please email walkingempower1@women-of-power.org. That's walkingempower1@women-of-power.org. for affordable marketing opportunities. Now please listen to a word from our sponsors and advertisers. Let someone know that Walking in Power is on the air.
My name is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson of Kingdom Girls International. We are a global ministry in which we empower women from all walks of life. We teach them how to walk under divine apostolic anointing that God has ordained for their lives. Join us every Thursday on the Kingdom Girls Experience on KEI Radio. We hope that you will join us at the Kingdom Girls International Tour and Launch, January 27th and 28th at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis, 265 Peachtree Street. Come to be empowered, engaged, and walk away knowing what God has ordained for your life in 2017. Be blessed. This is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson of Kingdom Girls International.
Have you desired to write that devotional, memoir, novel, or personal story for years, yet you can't seem to make any progress? Well, we can help. With more than 30 years of experience supporting global corporations, international ministries, and solopreneurs worldwide, we operate as a spiritual midwife to assist you in birthing forth your vision. Our knowledge and expertise in ghostwriting, indie publishing, and graphic design will provide you with excellent support you need to get your story told now. Visit us today at dhbonner.net and schedule your complimentary consultation. DH Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, let us help you get the words from heart to paper to published.
Also, get ready. March 16th through the 19th, Women of Power 2017, My Labor is My Lifeline. For more information, please visit women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. As I stated earlier, I have a very, very special guest with us today, Minister Antoinette Toni Miles. She's an advancement specialist, life strategist, and a global servant. Antoinette Miles is a cause-driven, by-mission professional. She's currently working as Director of Organization Advancement, The Caring Place, Cleveland, Tennessee, and a mission organization addressing the physical, social, and spiritual needs of people. Antoinette worked as Vice President of Youth Development and Education for the YMCA of Greater Cincinnati and Vice President of Business Development for Interactive Business Systems, Chicago, Illinois. She has over 30 years of business and leadership development experience. As a trustee of her community, she has given much of her time, talent, and resources to missions that uplift and empower women and families. She's currently serving as a mentor with the International Institute of Mentoring, Minister of Community Outreach for Dwelling Place Church International, and a professor with New Life Bible College, Cleveland, Tennessee. Recently, Antoinette launched a marketplace organization, Transforming Greatness, helping organizations and individuals discover their purpose and unlock their destiny. Please welcome with me to the Walking in Power platform, Minister Antoinette Miles. Hello, hello. How are you?
Hello. I am wonderful. And Dr. BJ, I am so glad to be here on your show. But more importantly, I am so blessed to be connected to you. This is, you know, through Roxanne and the Kingdom Girls Empowerment, I believe God has given me another divine connection, and that is with you. So I am just overjoyed this morning.
Oh, thank you, and I feel the same way. I so look forward to meeting you and fellowshipping with you and just hearing what the Lord has placed in your belly. I'm excited. I am so excited.
Oh, I am glad. You know, God, about a few months ago, God put a mandate on my life. I call it a mandate. And so it's based on Genesis 1, 26, 27, and 28. And the mandate is that I am to help not only women, but the men and women of this nation, of this and other nations, to understand his original intent. You know, ever since Adam fell, we have been in what I call the wreath. We've been traveling this journey of restoration, read this and reach, and the other read is, of course, return. And so, but you can't do any of the reads unless you know what his original intent was. And so, yeah, I mean, if anything you do without understanding the original intent, it's counterfeit, because that is the purpose. It is the purpose, the God purpose for you, for me, and for everyone. You know, he said in his word, you know, and reading it from the King James Version, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. 27 says, he was talking. Let me go here. He was talking to Jesus and the Holy Spirit in 26.
Right.
In 27, he did what he said he wanted to do, because they were all in agreement. So he created man in his own image, in the image of God. God created him, male and female. Come on, y'all, underscore female, created him then. And then in 28, what did he do? God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
Wow. What a mandate for 2017. What a mandate. Oh, my gosh. Because we must learn. We have to know the original. We must know, first of all, as you said, his intent. What was his intent? That we have dominion. That we have dominion. Wow. That's a good word this morning.
And guess what?
That's a good word this
morning.
And
I got to say, and I hope I know some people might think this is controversial, but guess what? He didn't say have dominion when my son comes. He didn't say his original intent was for us to have dominion, and that's when he created Adam and Eve. Adam named the animals. Come on, y'all.
Yes, he did. Yes.
He named everything. And God was up in the third heaven. He created earth. We can go to his prayer. He created the earth as it is in heaven. Come on. And he created the earth. Why? And he came down in the cooling of, it tells us in his scriptures in Genesis, he came down to commune. And so this earth was created for man. And we have to take dominion over this land. Yes, Adam lost it, but Jesus came and redeemed it back.
And redeemed it. Yes.
Yes, it's back. It's back in our hands. But we're still acting like it was, like the first Adam. It's lost. No, it isn't. Jesus redeemed it all back. And so, therefore, we have to walk in his original intent, and we got to know this, and we've got to remove the familiar. The familiar is that thing that we have learned from the world and not from God. And the familiar is what the devil was able to taint. I got to back up a little bit because I want to go back to Genesis. When God blew his breath in us, when he said created us in his image and his likeness, guess what? That meant that we look, act like God. When he blew his breath, go ahead.
That's all right. We're excited this morning. So tell me, what do you believe is our purpose? I want to talk about destiny a little later, but what do you think is our purpose in 2017?
Well, it's very clear. I loved one of the things that God has put on my heart in the last 2 years is really to understand his Hebraic roots, and I've been really studying that. And this is the year of 5777. I'll say it again. This is the Hebrew year of 5777. Five grace, seven is the perfect number. It is triple, the Trinity. I can go on and on with the numbers of what that means. He has been preparing us in these 70s. These are the years of these 70s, which is I am. He has been preparing us. Those numbers, 5777, means crown.
Mm-hmm.
The pictures. When
I'm
you
with
look
you.
At the pictures. It means also the double-edged sword. Oh, his word. So we have to be walking in who he created us to be. If we don't understand the original intent, then how can we walk as kings of this earth? Jesus is King of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of lords. So where are the kings?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the lords? I was created in his image and likeness. I am a king. I am a Lord. God tells us in his word that we are God's little g. He tells us that in his word. And so you can't wear that crown in 5777 if you don't know who you are in him.
My God.
And knowing who you are in him is knowing his word and speaking his word. Double-edged sword means he's already spoken the word. It has gone forth. And the way you initiate that word is then you speak the same word that he spoke.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're both a part of an amazing, purpose that's coming to Atlanta January 27th and 28th at the Marriott Marquis Hotel. Awaken Your Destiny,
yes.
Seek the Promise, Kingdom Girl
yes.
Empowerment Tour 2017, and our visionary and host is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson. Wonderful, wonderful woman of God. So tell our audience, why do you support the Kingdom Girls Empowerment Lodge and Minister Roxanne's vision?
You know, it was a God-ordained appointment that Minister Roxanne and I connected with each other, and I truly believe it's for such a time as this. I think God is raising up a new remnant. Women will be a great part of that remnant, and because he created us, we are the influencers. Anything that's going to go right in this world is going to be influenced by a woman. And I don't have time to go in to prove all of that, but take my word for it. If you go back and look at it, it is. Okay? And even biblically, God, it's written. It's in his word. But this is why I am behind what she's doing. It can't be one person doing it. It can't be just us here, myself, Pastor Judy Jacobs in this region, who has that same mission about women and focused on women and in particular also young women. But here's where I'm going. I love her heart for this. Us as women, we have got to overcome the stuff that holds us back. The enemy has been able to use abuse and rejection. And let me just say rejection. That tool of rejection to keep us from walking in the fullness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, to keep us from walking in our destiny. And it stops now because we have got to, you know what? We holding up Jesus, y'all. He can't come until the church lines up, that it is perfect. And so we have, and it's going to take women who know who they are and who are wearing the crown, who are Proverbs 31 women, but you can't be that if you don't understand the original intent. You know, spoke on Sunday, and I love it. He took me back to Jeremiah 1, and I love Minister Roxanne is doing, because she's attracting young women, and we need the young to come up. Come on now. And this is an intergenerational thing. Let me tell you, I say to my group out here, I'm 62. Guess what, guys? You know, I'm standing in for my generation who went before me, who didn't get everything they were supposed to get. Guess what?
Right.
This is the year of everything. And you know what? I'm going to get it for all the everything that my generation that went before me. But the other thing I understand is that we older generation have to become mothers of Zion so that we can mentor the daughters of Zion. And that they, you know what, we leave nothing on the table, that they understand who they are so that next generation, and next generation are who they are supposed to be in God. And that's why
That is so aligned. Thank you, Lord, for that confirmation, Minister Miles. That is so aligned with what God has placed in our spirits for this year. We will grow and glean, leaving nothing lacking and no souls untouched. I am saying that you just sent out a confirmation this morning that what God is doing, even in this atmosphere. Can you tell us a little bit of how our audience may contact you for if they would like you to come out and speak and minister to them, please?
Yes, ma'am. They can go to my website, antoinettemiles.com, or I should say they should email me at hello@antoinettemiles.com. And they can also call me, area code 513-739-7540.
Wow. We're talking today with Minister Antoinette Miles, and she is sharing and depositing nuggets, and she just released a confirmation into the atmosphere. We just thank God for her being our special guest. I want to ask you something else before, because our time is winding up. Why do you believe women of all ages should attend this gathering?
Well, I think it's really back to the whole intergenerational thing, that you know, I'm a true believer. We got caught up in this independent, I got to do this. And God created everything, and everything is interdependent. And so if you want to line up with the word of God, we have to, unity is power. So there's power in unity. And I'm a true believer that, as with all cultures, that, you know what, we have to reach back and bring forth everyone with us. If we want to break generational curses, then the generation has to come together and do it together and walk together and walk in love. And so it is very important. There will be something. There will be a prophecy. There will be a release. There will be something for every age group at this conference. And I'm going to go ahead and say it, too. You know what? Bring the boyfriends. Bring the husbands. Because what they will see and learn will also help the family, period, and the interaction between man and woman. So you know what? This is for everybody. I'm just going to say
amen.
That. That's for everybody.
We'll say that. I'm telling you, I am so excited about it. Again, that's the Kingdom Girls Empowerment Tour 2017. We're speaking today with Dr. Antoinette Miles, founder of Transforming Greatness. She's one of the keynote speakers. It'll be January 27th and 28th at the Marriott Marquis Hotel in Atlanta.
Yes.
Theme, Awaken Your Destiny, Seek the Promise. And you can go to www.eventbrite.com/e/kingdom-girls-empowerment-conference. I'm going to say that again. That's www.eventbrite.com/e/kingdom-girls-empowerment-conference. And, of course, we'll have that information on our site as well to make sure that you register. There's a VIP session that's going to be there for networking. This is a time where women can come together, support one another, encourage one another, and speak into the lives of one another. And I believe God is going to do a mighty, mighty work. You've got to tell us a little bit about Transforming Greatness, Minister Miles, before you go.
Well, just real quickly, it is just something near and dear to my heart. Just helping organizations and helping individuals to connect to the purpose of God for their lives, therefore unlocking destiny, not just a destiny, but their destiny. It's the plan that God had for them before they were even knitted in their womb. And it's just walking through that process and understanding that. And that's, you know, I come from the marketplace, so I have a heart for the marketplace. And God owns it all. And so I also like working with organizations that, you know, to ensure that they also are in line with the purpose of God. And so that's what it is. It's just helping people do that. I've worked successfully with a lot of organizations in leadership and business development, but all of those protocols and everything come under the principles of God, and just love helping to incorporate those things. Also, I am a friend-raising expert, which means, you know, ministries, and we know this, need to know how to raise the funds they need to do the work for the kingdom of God. And so, and you don't do that by events. You do that by relationships, and that's why I call it friend raising. So if anybody would love to have help in those areas, just, again, contact me at hello@antoinettemiles.com.
Amen. Amen. I thank you for being such a phenomenal guest this morning and for sharing so much of your heart, your transparency, and for just putting a deposit. And we thank God for that confirmation that you launched into the atmosphere this morning. God truly used you, and we are honored to have you as our special guest.
Thank you so much, and I'm excited. And I'm just telling everyone, come. He's giving me a great word. You'll hear some, a little bit of this again, but he's giving me in the beginning. And I'm telling you, we have got to wake up, because that's what awaken means. It's time to wake up and connect to God's original intent.
Wow. Thank you again. You've been listening to Minister Antoinette Tony Miles. She is one of the keynote speakers, along with myself, who will be facilitating a workshop. And I'm just looking forward to what God has placed in all of our spirits
yes.
for the vision that Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson has, not only for this area, but a global vision. So please, please, let's support this great work of God. That's Kingdom Girls Empowerment Tour 2017, launching right here in Atlanta, Georgia, January 27th through the 28th at the Marriott Marquis Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia. Awaken your destiny. Seek the promise. We would love for you to share this broadcast with your friends, contacts, and colleagues, or if someone did not get an opportunity to tune in today. We will have the on-demand episode on our website at women-of-power.org, and you can click on the Walking in Power icon. This has been a great time of fellowship. I'm looking forward to fellowshipping with Minister Miles. I'm looking forward to the outpouring that shall come from what God has given our visionary. And we pray daily for her and undergird her as she goes through the preparation season for this great work of God. Well, it's been another great day on Walking in Power Radio. Tomorrow we'll have our very special guest, Dr. Sarah Hurd of Time in the Word with Sarah Hurd. She'll be our special guest on tomorrow. So make sure you tune in, tell your friends, your contacts, and your colleagues to turn into Walking in Power. So remember, whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power.
My name is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson of Kingdom Girls International. We are a global ministry in which we empower women from all walks of life. We teach them how to walk under divine apostolic anointing that God has ordained for their lives. Join us every Thursday on the Kingdom Girls Experience on KEI Radio. We hope that you will join us at the Kingdom Girls International Tour and Launch, January 27th and 28th at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis, 265 Peachtree Street. Come to be empowered, engaged, and walk away knowing what God has ordained for your life in 2017. Be blessed. This is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson of Kingdom Girls International.